Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. You just heard Dr. Neil of the Neil Clinic, and I am so honored and grateful to be joined this morning by Mr. Bill Johnston of the Wreaths Across America Barrancas National Cemetery Chapter. How are you this morning, Bill?
Good morning.
I'm so grateful for you to be here on this, you know, this especially today and all days as we remember together as a nation. And I just really appreciate you coming on to tell us about this really amazing chapter that we have happening here of the Wreaths Across America program.
Well, thank you for having us.
And so just for people who are not familiar, because I thought maybe I knew about the Wreaths Across America program until I started doing a little research. And I think maybe people don't really understand. They are not sure about it and what it is. So could you tell us a little bit about the backstory?
Sure. We, all over the United States, all over the world, actually, right around Christmas time, there's a company up in Maine called Worcester Wreath Company. That's hard to say.
That's a tongue twister.
And it started back in 1992. The company, they make decorative wreaths, stuff for Christmas and things like that. Well, he had a Merle Worcester. They had a surplus of wreaths, and he didn't know what to do with them. And in 92, or not 92, when he was 12, he was a paper boy, and he won a contest to go to D.C., and he went to Barrancas. I mean, not Barrancas, Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck with him. He's not a veteran. So in 92 they had this surplus and he didn't know what to do with them, and he got a hold of a senator up there in Maine and they put him out at Arlington, and it just took off from there.
Isn't that wonderful? Not a veteran,
no.
But just really, I'll tell you, I've had the chance to visit Arlington, and yeah, even as a kid it really struck
right.
him that and stuck with him to the point where he thought of that later. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's really
it
very
is.
Special. And so how did it come all the way to Pensacola from Maine?
His nephew lives here.
Oh, okay.
And he's a friend of mine. We were both in the Navy together. And probably 16 years ago, he called me up. He said, hey, I need some help. And I said, well, what do you got? And he told me, and there we are.
So 16 years ago, you
yes,
personally
ma'am.
Got involved.
Right.
Wow. And so how has that... changed over time? Are you on the same schedule every year? What?
No, it's the second or third Saturday of December, so depending. I honestly do not remember how many we put out that year. It could be 10, it could be 100. And it just took off, and every year it gets bigger.
And so locally, where do those wreaths come from?
Maine.
They still come from Maine.
Everything comes from Maine.
And they come here to our hometown, and they get put out at
right.
Barrancas.
Right. They're shipped by tractor trailer.
Okay.
They have a lot of volunteers, Walmart, J.B. Hunt, Swift, Purdue Chicken, and a ton of independent drivers. And they come down.
So they volunteer to fill up... They're 18-wheelers
right.
and bring the wreaths all the way from Maine down here to our very own Barrancas National Cemetery. And then how do you determine, how they get placed? How does that work?
We take a section of the cemetery, and we make sure that is, that has a wreath on every stone. We also partnered up, or Kiwanis have partnered up with us, and if it wasn't for those guys, wow. They do a lot of stuff for wreaths all year long. I think they told me that when we took the wreaths off this year, they had almost 10,000 already.
Wow.
And then the pandemic hit.
Oh, yes. So let's talk about that a little bit. I know everyone is having to adjust and adapt in these, I don't even want to say unprecedented times one more time, but so how does that look this year? For our local chapter.
We're still going to do it.
Oh, good.
December 19th. we will practice the social distancing and everything else as best we can, but mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a little bit hard with the amount of volunteers that we're going to get. And then I also think that we won't get as many as we have in the past because of this, but who knows?
It's so hard to know, and right. December is still a long way away.
Right.
So the volunteers come in when the wreaths come down, is that right? And they come place?
We'll place them in sections or areas. Mm-hmm. Different organizations, we assign the Kiwanis, they assign, you're doing this part, you're doing that part. And it just goes, and we place them out the night before. Right.
And then that way, there's a celebration, correct?
There's a ceremony later on after they're all out, but it starts at 11:30. And we have a ceremonial wreath for every branch of the service, including first responders. And we even do, I'm going to say Rosie the Riveter, Merchant Marine also, because they were a big part of this. And we actually had a Rosie the Riveter lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if she's still alive or not, but.
That's fantastic. That's so wonderful. I bet she was appreciative to be included right. in that.
We also have ROTC kids.
Oh, yeah.
Every branch of the service will be at that stand, and they bring out the wreath to these active duty people, and then they put them on the stands and guest speakers and, you know, whatnot.
That just sounds like such a really very respectful and dignified memorial and a way to recognize this service that, you know, especially here in our community, is just, we see it, we feel it, you know, we have mm-hmm. such a heart for the military, and
right.
I think that's just incredible that we have this right here. Are there a lot of other chapters that do the Wreaths Across America?
They're all over.
Oh, they are now.
They are all over. All the way to Hawaii.
All the way to Hawaii.
Right.
So do you get to do an exchange student trip and
no.
go out? No, that's
no.
not part of the gig.
No. Nuh-uh. Strictly volunteer. You want to go? It's on your money.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Right.
And so speaking of volunteers, if someone was interested in coming to help this year, like you said, you're not sure how it's going to look, but there is going to be
right.
the ceremony. So if someone wanted to come help, what's the best way for them
to
get
in
touch?
They need to get a hold of the Kiwanis. And they have a website, and it's BarrancasReese.com, and tell them they want to volunteer, and they will put you to work.
I believe it. Well, I know the Kiwanis Club, they, like you said, if they just divvy it up and mm-hmm. say, here you go, and they'll handle those logistics. So
we also have two tables, one for Kiwanis and one for Reese, and a lot of people come up there, they want to put their own wreath on their own family member. And that works out great, too.
Okay, so that's also an option. If you
right.
want to do your own, that's fine.
Yeah.
And if someone, maybe they didn't have time or they're going to be traveling for the holidays, is there a way that they could contribute a financial donation?
Yes. They can also go through BarrancasReese.com. And it's pretty easy. Just follow the arrows, as you say. And then they can also order wreaths through the wreathsacrossamerica.org. And that is pretty simple. Find where it says sponsor a wreath, click on it, and then it'll say where you want it. It's pretty easy.
It'll walk you right through.
Right.
Well, that is just such a blessing in our community, and I'm so happy to be speaking this morning with Mr. Bill Johnson of Wreaths Across America, the Barrancas National Cemetery Chapter. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to talk more about the Wreaths Across America program.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, and they were solidly built and actually got your clothes clean? Some still are, and some still do. They are made by Speed Queen, and Topps Appliance has them. Speed Queen washing machines and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with a lot of plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Topps Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. At Lacoste Construction Group, they pride themselves on client experience and true craftsmanship, specializing in both new construction and renovations for both commercial and residential projects. Lacoste Construction Group will deliver you a quality turnkey project and is with you every step from consulting and budgeting to design and engineering. Get started turning your home or business into the space of your dreams today at LacosteConstructionGroup.com.
Looking for a destination for all your lunchtime cravings? At 200 South, home to Graffiti Pizza, Taco Agave, and World of Beer, they've crafted the perfect lunch menu options for you beginning every day at 11. With newly updated menu options, there's something delicious to satisfy every lunchtime craving. From handcrafted pizzas to street tacos, pub burgers, and more. Head to 200 South in downtown Pensacola for lunch today. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram for daily menu features and upcoming events.
Staff, check. Experience, check. Generators, check. We're in hurricane season and we're watching the tropics for you. And we'll make sure to bring you the most current weather news throughout the day, every day. And when conditions warrant, we'll interrupt our regular programming and go wall to wall with our severe weather total team coverage. Remember, we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on this country, we here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 simply want to say, we remember.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. You are listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am so honored to be joined this morning by Mr. Bill Johnston, who is here speaking with us about the Wreaths Across America program, the Barrancas National Cemetery. We have a chapter right here in our very own hometown where people can take advantage, that can sponsor a wreath to honor a service member of the past. And Bill, we were chatting in the break a little bit about some of the other things in addition to the Barrancas National Cemetery, some other ways that the Wreaths Across America program is involved here locally. And so I know that I love personally going to the Vietnam Memorial Park over by, right there by the water. And so what are some ways that your group is involved there?
I believe it was about 5 years ago, it just came to my head that I need to put something out there. And it's where it took off, and for 3 years in a row. First year I had ROTC kids. The next year I had active duty people. It's a full ceremony, and it's not a, well, I guess it's a good thing to see 60-year-old men standing on top of that hill with tears running down their eyes, because it's unbelievable.
It really is incredible that we have that here.
And then at night.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. If you haven't had a chance, I highly recommend. Now the weather's getting cooler. It's the perfect time to go check it out. And so there are ways that people could sponsor a wreath to go there to the South Wall?
We just take them off the shipment that comes in, and I load them up in my pickup, and I go down and do it.
That's so wonderful. And we should mention, you know, we talked before the break about how that you can go to BarrancasWreaths.com.
Right.
And what is the investment if you wanted to sponsor, if I want to sponsor a wreath?
It's $15 for a wreath. That price has been the same forever.
That's
tax deductible.
That's like two cups of coffee at Starbucks.
Right.
That
yeah.
is so, you know, so affordable and such a special, meaningful way to give back. And again, BarrancasWreaths.com, and you can click sponsor and go there. $15. Maybe we should do more than one today. Yeah. You can just go ahead and make that commitment. And I know that we can't let a memorial conversation pass and honoring our military here without mentioning the tragedy that happened last December at NAS.
That was, we didn't even know if we were going to be able to have one. And then the CO made the final decision that, yeah, it would be good for the community. And we had a lot more people come out because of it. When it was neat to see all those people out there, and a lot of kids.
Oh,
Girl
that's
Scouts,
wonderful.
Boy Scouts. Unbelievable.
And so that was just a ceremony and a memorial and the opportunity, again, for people to show their respect and their support. And
we did honor the families of the people that died there at NAS that day. So they weren't forgotten.
That, and I think that is what we all are, you know, is on our hearts and on our minds, especially today, is that we do, mm-hmm. we remember and honor. And so that actually, I love we had a chance to chat about the motto. The Wreaths Across America has this lovely motto. And would you tell us what it is?
The motto is remember, honor, teach. So the remember part is remember our fallen veterans. And the honor is those who serve. And the teach part is teach your children the value of freedom. I don't think that's taught enough these days. Me being a veteran myself, it every year this thing just chokes me up even more and more, and it's really dear and dear to my heart. A friend of mine called me a hero for doing this. I'm not a hero. The heroes are out there under those stones or on that wall. I just do it because it needs to be done.
Well, and that is that I have chills. I love, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You know, I love getting to live here in this community that is so supportive and so reliant on our military. And every day, you know, we should, I think, all remember, honor, and teach. I love hearing you say that those Boys and Girl Scouts were out there and, you know, bringing up the next generation to live those values and to understand that the cost of freedom is greater for those who choose to serve.
I would love to see that cemetery filled with wreaths, and it's going to take a while, but hopefully with being here it gets out a little bit more and it'll happen.
Well, I think that sounds like a challenge, a good challenge to everyone who's listening, that let's show our service men and women how much we appreciate them. This is such an easy, tangible, hands-on way. You can come volunteer if you want to give time. You can sponsor a wreath if you know, so choose to contribute. And you can do all of that. What's the deadline, Bill? When should people
the date
place our orders by?
I knew what it was. Probably 2 weeks, sometime in November, right around Thanksgiving. That gives them time to get everything rolling and, you know, for us to get the orders up to Maine. So there is, I just can't remember the date right now.
Hey, that's okay. We'll just say it's today.
Fine.
Go ahead today, barrancaswreaths.com. You can sponsor a wreath for just $15. And you can also come volunteer. The event is going to be on December 19th.
It starts at 7.
It is going forward. There will be social distancing and masks, and it will be just a really beautiful ceremony and respectful. And I know that with you know, COVID this year, all nonprofits have had to pivot. We've, you know, changed up how we're doing things. And I know that some of the big exposure and the opportunities to reach people in the community have, like the air show, for example.
Right. Well, the Kiwanis worked out a deal that they were going to be able to go out there for the 3 days. And the air show, of course, was canceled. So that was a big opportunity that we lost. And you know, many other organizations that were probably going to be out there, but hopefully we'll make up for it.
Yes. Well, and I think we can. You know, we have such incredible listeners and such a generous community, and I think, you know, the more people can know about this. So again, visit that barrancaswreaths.com. You've got a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page. It's Pensacola Wreaths. Just go to Facebook and search Wreaths Across America.
Yes, you'll find it. I found it. You'll find it pretty easily.
If you can do it, anybody.
That's
can.
Right. If I can find it on Facebook. And so
and you can send messages on that. And as you know, we got back to you pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. It was very impressive, the turnaround.
Right. So it comes through my email and boom.
That's wonderful. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Ruthie C. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I'm speaking with Mr. Bill Johnston about the Reese Across America program. We're going to take one more quick break, and we will be right back.
Okay. Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
At Beret Jewelers, we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to have a 60% off for 6 hours.
Don't miss the biggest sale in Beret Jewelers history. September 19th from noon to 6 p.m., get up to 60% off Pensacola's finest jewelry, engagement rings, fashion pieces, watches, and more. It's Beret Jewelers 60% off for 6 hours sale. Saturday, September 19th, noon to 6 p.m.
And I heard Julie at Beret, she loves me.
Come have some fun with us at Beret Jewelers.
Sylvan success story number 4,092,000.
In fifth grade, we started noticing some problems, and it really changed our world. Sylvan gives parents like me hope. She's done a complete 180, and she's getting all A's and B's on her own. There's no more fighting about homework. I know that it's going to get turned in, and I know that she's going to rock it.
Start your own Sylvan success story. Call 1-800-EDUCATE or visit sylvanlearning.com.
Keep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off of the 12. He will go down. He slides the promised land. Touchdown, FSU.
This is your home for FSU football.
15 to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown to Mario Terry. He is scary. Intercepted. Picked off of the 33-yard line.
Noles win. Noles win.
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Saturday afternoon at 12:30, FSU Georgia Tech on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Bill Johnston of the Reese Across America program. And we were just talking about how there are over 250,000 tombstones at Arlington National Cemetery. And the Reese Across America program covers everyone year after year. And here at Barrancas, we've got about 50,000. Is that right?
Probably more than that now.
More than that now. And I think we can do it. I think our community.
I would love to see that at least one time. If you would go out there after these wreaths are placed and just look at that sea of green and white and the red bows, if that doesn't get you, then you need to stay home.
And after 16 years of doing this, I think we could all pull together and see this come true for Bill Johnston and the whole team, the Kiwanis team, all the volunteers, and all the families of the servicemen and women.
The guy that started this here, his name is Buster Hartford. And I can't say enough about this guy. He's a dear friend of mine. But he works hard on this, and so do the Kiwanis. And I just would love to see that place filled.
Well, I think everyone hearing that can respond. And here's our chance, my friends and listeners, here is our chance to come together as a community and show our military the love and appreciation. You can sponsor a wreath by going to BarrancasWreaths.com. It's only $15. Please check that out. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we will be right back with Boat Smart at 10 o'clock.